night is, assuming that there's a lot of people in the room that maybe have, well, we've had a bit of introduction during our transition meetings and everything else, but probably several people in the room have no idea what youth night is. Well, I can talk about it if you like. I mean,
sure, why don't you go?
Yeah, so youth night, we run one in the fall and one in the spring in our building. It's a 2-hour session. We run it from 6 to 8 on the dates that we choose. And really it's an opportunity for families in the community to come to the middle school and to learn about different opportunities in our district and we've had people come from outside the district as well, but opportunities for our youth. We invite any youth organization that wants to come to our building. We assign them to a room and they set up shop with informational brochures, demonstrations, like we've had karate places come in and have some students come with them and do some karate demonstrations. But it's athletic groups, from cheerleading, football, baseball programs to soccer, you name it, as well as non-athletic, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. There's all kinds of stuff that people show up, and if parents come to the building that night, we give them a map when they arrive, and the map just says, hey, in this room is Boy Scout troop such and such, and this room is Wildcat Youth Hockey, and this room is Red Knights Football, and this room is Norchester Youth Athletic Association. And if you just want to hear what they are, what they have to offer, you kind of make your way around. You don't have to go to all of them. You don't have to go to any of them if you don't want to, but if your child has an interest and you want to know what was out there for them to get involved in within a very short distance, either in or just beyond the borders of our district, you can go visit those different places. So the one we run in the fall here is for winter and spring organizations, and the one we run in the spring is for summer and fall organizations, camps included, things like that. So that's what the youth activities nights are. It's just a way for us to kind of share what's available for families who are looking to get their kids involved.
And the summer and fall one will be March 26th. And September 30th, we're going to be doing a make your own trail mix for faculty and staff. We'll be sending out a sign up genie and you can just drop off whatever into the office anytime.
To the 27th, I think you said, right up to September 27th, which is a Friday.
September 30th.
But
by September 27th. Yes. That way we're not scrambling around and we can get it. Okay. And I think we are going to be sending out committees, signs up for committees, because we do have the dances and we do need volunteers, and I believe it was 40 volunteers to be able to successfully throw the dances. And our first dance, which I'm sure this is why everybody's here to find out our dance date, right, is December 13th. So our winter dance is December 13th. We will be sending that out. And also a sign-up GD for crafts do we do that for drinks and everything for parents to send in?
That is included as well. We rely on parent donations for snacks and drinks for the dances. Yeah. Yep.
And then our spring dance is April 25th. And we will be hosting a dodgeball tournament November 15th for the kids, which I'm a little excited about. I can't wait to see him.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Get into it.
And there will be a first, second, and third prize for them. And our book fair this year is going to be between February 18th and 21st. And if you are interested in being on the book fair committee, please reach out to me. Let me know and we'll get you guys work set up and the ropes, which I'm learning too with you, so we can do. in March, we want to do another Super Bowl around the conferences. Everybody kind of will send that out to for a
GM. I'll explain that too for our folks who don't know what the Super Bowl. I'm sure you know what the Super Bowl is, the one, the big one. But what we do at SOUP or Bowl in our building, where on the conference days in March, we ask families to whip up their best and their most famous batch of soup, whatever soup their families enjoy the most, their kids might enjoy the most if they're so inclined, and put it in the crock pot, send it in. And what we do then is our, in essence, our staff becomes the taste testers of the soups during their conference dinner breaks, and they vote on which one they think is the winner. We have first, second, and third place prizes for our Super Bowl winners. And we make a pretty big deal about it through our social media, middle school social media, and the emails that I send out with pictures of the Super Bowl winners. And we include the recipe for the winning soup for any families who might want to try to replicate it. So it's a lot of fun. We get to feed our staff on days that are normally very hard for them to sneak away and get something good to eat for dinner because they're kind of rushing in between conferences to do so. We kill a couple of birds with one stone there. It's a lot of fun. And looking forward to that again this year, our Super Bowl.
Meredith, do you want to talk about a little bit about the backpack program?
So good timing. The backpack program actually kicks off tomorrow. Will be the first pickup, and we pick up contributions from Coventry Pantry and bring them to the middle school, and then I believe the counselors take care of distributing that as they should. So that does start, as I said, tomorrow for the season. It runs weekly, and I'll be doing that pickup tomorrow and bringing it over to the middle school around lunchtime.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Jim, do you want to do treasury now?
Sure, I can do that.
Go ahead and approve.
Let me see if I can share my screen here. Okay, so here's our proposed budget for the 24-25 school year for the PTA. So basically, here's our categories up here on the left, our budgeted income amounts, our budgeted expense amounts, and then our net budget. With the bottom line being down here is our total budget. So we're budgeting a total of $12,250 of income, which primarily consists from these events up here, our membership, our two dances, pizza sales. We're going to look to do a pizza sale, like a take and bake one that I know Claudette, Becky, you may remember from Seniors of East Vincent. So we're going to do one of those. Book fair income, random donations across the year. Comes up to our $12,250. And then for expenses, we have some dues we have to remit to the state, related expenses for each of our events, tailgate, which actually we need to take off. That's probably not going to happen. Our winter dance, our spring dance, and our pizza sales. And we have expenses for the book fair, miscellaneous incentives for students to get them to participate in things, staff breakfast, school 7th grade end of year event for their moving up into the high school world. And then down here, we just have different support structures in place for teacher luncheons, for teacher appreciation weeks, for discretionary funds for the teachers and for grants. And then this last section down here are required legal admin type expenses. We have to pay insurance, subscription to some software, miscellaneous office supplies, and then some additional PTA training. So this is our budget. We're projected to make $2,200 this year and a little bit more than that, $2,227. So first I'd like to ask if there are any questions on the budget. Okay, so then Sarah, at the end of the meeting, we should take a motion of the board and the members to approve the budget. Thank you.
And our vice president, too, can tell us what our number is currently for members.
Yeah, so I believe we were, the last I checked, about 84 members is what we had. We'll be also doing a membership drive for the entire month of October. So we're going to try to do a big push to get some more members of the PTA.
That sounds good. And our push is the classroom that gets the most will get a donut party. Well, donuts in the morning. Let's face it. And every child that gets their parents or anybody that signs up gets in a draw. I believe that's what, I don't know if I'm exactly saying that.
Yep, any parent who signs up for PTA, their child will automatically get entered into a drawing for a pizza party with the principal.
And the minutes for this will be posted on our website, on the PTA website. And will it be on the ONJ as well, middle school website?
The minutes?
Yes.
We typically don't post the minutes okay. to our middle school website. What I will typically do is send them out to our board, and then they'll post them through the PTA website, which the PTA website is linked through the middle school. So I guess in a roundabout way, they post on the middle school website, but it goes into the PTA portion of our website to get to them.
Right, including the recording. Did we record this meeting?
No.
Okay. So for going forward from October.
Where are you at 20 minutes ago, Noelle?
You know.
You're supposed to remember that.
I'm
not going to remember it.
Sorry about it.
Moving forward, I'll remember to record. Yeah.
I'm actually recording.
I am notorious for forgetting to hit record on these, and I've done it again.
Well,
Leslie used to always remind me. Someone's going to have to remind me of all these meetings.
I will do it. I'll do it going forward. And I'm actually using a recording app to help me generate minutes. So maybe there's a way to get around it. We'll see. All right.
I need a reminder to set my reminder to remind myself.
Yeah.
That's how bad I
am. And one of the biggest things we need to do tonight is the raffle draw. So is there anything else from the board that you want to bring up that, I mean, I don't think I've...
One thing I'll add, Sarah, and we need to take a vote on the budget, as Jim said. We need to vote for anybody who is a member, I guess, can vote on that, right? Doesn't have to be just the board. I think any member can vote. I can't vote,
yes,
but any
member can vote. Yep.
Yep. One thing I will put out there, and I can include this in the email that I send about some other things during our membership push in October, is if anybody has ideas of topics for guest speakers, and we've done all kinds of things in the past. We've had someone from the Crime Victims of Chester County present to us on mental health. We've had, Paul San Francisco, who's our district technology director, talk to us about what to keep an eye out for with your children when they're on their phones and on their technology, what new apps are out there that are ones you want to stay away from, what are the apps that are being used to disguise things that are not appropriate for teens, but they're used as kind of a cover. So he's very in tune with that. We've had him speak before. Last year wasn't something that was requested, but something that kind of fell in our lap. We had a Holocaust survivor come to speak that was well attended at our middle school and was very good speaker. But if anyone has ideas of topics or subject matter that they would like to maybe have us look into finding a guest speaker, we have a lot of resources both in and out of the district that we can put out feelers for and see if we can, you know, itch that scratch. If someone has ideas, feel free to send them to the board, or you can email me with any ideas separately if you like. We'll look into it. We've done those in person, and we've done them virtually as well. Like if we do them at a PTA meeting, we'll advertise it ahead of time. Hey, so and so will be speaking at a PTA meeting tonight on, you know, whatever. And that's, you know, that's what we'll do.
Sounds good. Okay. Would we like to do the draw now, or?
Why don't we take the votes? We're guaranteed we're not going to forget it in 5 minutes. I speak when I say we, I mean me.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I got a message. Don't forget the baskets.
You've already put my memory
on right here
tonight, so, Okay.
Take a vote.
Someone needs to put the budget up for approval, and we'll do the first and second, correct?
Yeah, so I'm putting the budget up for approval. Are we?
Right. Yep, you'll put it up, and then we'll need a first and a second.
Yep. I'm putting up the budget. Do I have a first?
Yes, I approve.
Do I have a second?
I approve.
Thank you, Claudette. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Done.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good.
Let's draw the winners. Hey, Sarah, did Jen Armstrong send any kind of, or maybe not just Sarah, did anybody receive an invoice for any of the stuff that we used from the student store for?
Oh, I already paid it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I gave her cash from our petty cash.
Okay.
Yep, the back to school night, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So, I think we will start with
It's a surprise.
It is our back to school basket that has our O&J swag for the middle school. So I see that. And the winner is SWAPNA.
That's just one name?
Yeah, I think it's just the last name.
SWAPNA?
Swampa. SWAPNA.
Swampna. I have to look that up.
Yeah,
I don't know what that name is not ringing a bell, but that doesn't mean there's not someone by that name.
There you go.
Okay. Very well be. If I can't find anybody by that name in Skyward, we may have to draw a backup at some point. Because if we can't find them in Skyward, I don't know what to do. There's no way we can.
Well, we have a list of the members, right? Can we look in the numbers?
Oh, yeah.
I do have the numbers right here.
Look for something that's close.
I don't remember seeing it when I did it, though, but I don't know if it's a child that wrote it on there while the parent was.
Yeah.
But I did not. It's a 77 number.
I'll check the membership list. Maybe you'll see something close.
That's what I have here.
Yeah.
And I do not have a 77 number on it at all. To start, like, I have a 7, but not a 77.
There's no number or anything on the ticket, just the name?
There is a phone number. It's a 770. Number for
is
Erica.
Is there a full phone number on there?
Yeah, 770. Yeah.
Maybe we can just call that number.
Yeah.
Just ask who the child is or who. You know, we can. I don't know if that basket is something we want to send home on the bus with the child. We tell the parent they can pick it up in the middle school office or something.
Yes.
Otherwise,
it is quite big.
Once it gets on the bus, it could become free for all for anybody else on that bus. High school kids to get to, so we want to avoid that.
No. Because they're going to open it and it's going to get everywhere.
If there's any kind of food in there, it's going to be gone.
Yeah. I do not believe I put food in. I thought about that one this time. But there are two different, there's one of our swag and a mug and another water bottle. So there are two things that can really get tossed around.
Yep.
Next is our Target gift card. There you go.
Yeah.
Gift cards were the popular ones this year, actually. It was pretty. Let's see who we have here. I keep getting the I believe it's CECIVE.
CECIVE.
I can give you the last name, though. Van Hoffs. V E R H O F S T EADT.
You have to email me.
Yeah. There is a number on it too, though, so we're okay.
I'll just know who to call. Get the child's name.
With numbers.
We can find them, yep. Please let this one be Smith. It's Jones.
Michael. And this is for the Dix.
But we don't know if that's the first name or last name, Michael.
No, but there is a number.
Okay.
Let me try grab it all.
As long as there's a phone number, that's all I care about. We can find out who it belongs to.
Mm-hmm. I'm really curious who the first one is, though.
We'll find out. We'll call that number and see how close we are.
I don't know. Who knows? We might be drawing again. All right. So, do we have anything else that needs to go over, or just the upcoming dates for meetings?
Oh, look at that. Jim's got the Cecile Verhofstadt.
Got the yes. Email.
Okay. Boy, I don't recognize that name, but they might be a seventh grade student and family. Yes, I just don't know them yet.
Yep, seventh grade from West Vincent.
Okay. They perfect.
Just haven't had a chance to learn a student yet.
That might not be a bad thing, though.
Sarah, what we typically do in these meetings, and I'm usually the first one to go when we open a meeting up and then call to order, is just to kind of give the principals principal's message first, and if there's things that I want to review, just kind of give an update of what's going on in the building or things to be aware of that are on the horizon, I'll go through and do that. So this one's not that big a deal because there's not a whole lot right now going on other than the start of the school year and making sure we're hitting our stride and kids are learning the routines in the middle school and everything else. We had picture day today, which went very well. I love picture day. You see, because kids dress nicely. Not that they don't dress nicely every day, but I mean, kids, like young, the boys are coming in, some of them with sports coats and ties, and you don't see that every day at the middle school. So I stand out front every morning as kids are getting off the buses and greet them on the way in, and the ones who are wearing jackets and ties are, trying to show me up. They're taking a bold step coming into the middle school. I'm sure they're a little embarrassed, so I make sure they know they look good. But the picture day went great. Retakes are October 8th, early in October. I'll get that information out to you, don't worry. But retakes are early in October sometime. Fall sports underway. We got a lot of kids involved in all sorts of fall sports activities, including the first year for our middle school girls volleyball team. Pretty excited about that. First time ever having that sport at the middle school, and they had a large number of girls to try. They actually had to have cuts for that team, which is, an unfortunate part that starts in middle school for anyone trying out for a sport, is that we have to cut for certain teams. But that's awesome, seeing as it's the first year for the program, so they did a real nice job of selling the program and getting girls involved and interested, and they've already had some games, including one today, so they're underway. We had about 100 or so students last week, or maybe the week before, that started to stay after school one day a week for musical prep. Our school musical takes place in the spring, but we have some awesome musical advisors at middle school, Mrs. Frask and Mrs. Hobson, and Mrs. Nixler, our course director. They all kind of run our musical, and what they did this year is do something in the fall here called musical prep, where they invite kids to stay after, and if they've never tried out for a musical before, they tell them, some tips and some secrets of how to try out and how to do well, and they work with them on their voices. They even go over like stage crew stuff, like how to set up and break down stuff on the stage. So about 100 kids showed up for musical prep, so that bodes well for the school musical in the spring for the kids who are going to try out for a musical. So good stuff. And our PBIS efforts are underway as well. We're kind of ramping things up in our building for PBIS. We've been flooding the students with the Cat Pack tickets. They're basically our school monetary system, if you will. So teachers can give students tickets for any good behavior, with particularly those that demonstrate kindness, mindfulness, and responsibility, which are three themes in our building. So students who demonstrate kindness, responsibility, and mindfulness in the hallways, in the cafeteria, in the classroom, in the auditorium, wherever it may be, can get CatPac tickets from time to time, and they can collect them or they can cash them in for smaller things. The smaller things, every day three, we have snack carts that visit homerooms in the morning. You know, juice boxes, granola bars, bags of pretzels, things like that. So they could use the tickets to purchase something off the snack cart, or they can hold on to them. They can purchase things like sitting outside at lunch for two tickets. Get you a seat outside for a week with a friend at lunch. We'll have some pop-up events each month. We'll just get all the announcements at the end of the day and say, hey, we know it's eighth period, but if anybody wants to go out back and play in a kickball game, it's going to cost you five tickets. And if you have five tickets and want to spend them on that, then you can go outside and play kickball at that time. If the Phillies have a noon playoff game in October, it might be, hey, if you have, 10 tickets, want to come down and watch the Phillies game for 12 o'clock to the end of the school day in the auditorium, bring your 10 tickets down. So they have opportunities to hold on to their tickets and cash them in for the bigger pop-up prizes if they want throughout the year. So just one of the ways we're trying to, encourage positive behavior in our building, and it seems to be taking off really well, and kids are anxious to get tickets throughout the day. So more to come on that. I know last year we did a little bit of a drive where we asked any families who want, because a lot of what we do costs money, but we don't have, it's kind of beyond our budget. The stuff that goes on with PBIS, it's not budgeted stuff. It's an extra thing. So last year we asked to run kind of a drive through PTA to anybody who wished to donate toward that cause, or they thought it was a worthwhile cause to reward kids for positive behavior in school. And, they wanted to donate $5, $10. Then we just had a little bit of a kitty that we could use to dip into if we needed to buy some more snacks or small tchotchke type prizes, things like that. So we might do something again this year as we start raising some funds for this year. But that's all I have. Just want to bring up to speed.
Sounds good. Thank you. And I'll make sure that's on the agenda first next time, so we get on here.
No problem.
All right. We do have a tentative date for our future meetings. When I say tentative, it's because you never know what might happen, so we do need to stay flexible. Can you put that out? If I get it to you, you can put it.
Yep.
Okay. And right now, our next meeting is October 16th.
That is what I have. Yep.
Perfect.
Got it.
Are we good? Or is there anything else that somebody wants to discuss? Any questions? No?
Okay.
Okay. It's lovely seeing all you guys.
Yeah,
this is a motion to adjourn.
Yes. I motion to adjourn then.
The question that came through, are all meetings via Zoom? Becky, yes, the answer to that is yes.
Yes. That way, no matter where you are, you can still join.
Yeah, we've had it in person in the past for sure, and nobody showed up. So we get more of a turnout when we do them like this. And we certainly have done some things where if we had guest speakers, we've done that in person, obviously. But for our general membership meetings, we typically will have them virtually for convenience.
Because we know all the kids like their activities, right?
People can join from their car. There's also people tonight who have done that. So yeah, I mean, it's without that, we'd have people who wouldn't be able to join us. So okay. Lives are busy.
I motion to adjourn. Do I have a first?
Yep, I second.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks everyone.
Bye. Bye.